for the last few days I have been talking to you about how the anointing of the Holy Spirit helps us in our witnessing, in our prayer life, in our everyday stand against the enemy. The Holy Spirit has many ministries that He helps us with, and one of those helps is when we preach. The word preach I counted 43 times in the New Testament. In 2 Timothy, Paul wrote to his young preacher and said, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. Paul knew that preaching was important. In fact, he said that preaching the gospel was the power of God unto salvation. I read about this preaching in the book of Jonah, chapter 3. In verse 2, God says, Go to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid you. And we read in Mark chapter 1 and verse 4, John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. In Matthew 4 and 17, I hear our Lord saying, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He told His disciples, As you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then I hear Paul telling the Romans, So, as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, because it is the power of God unto salvation. Preaching is God's medium whereby people hear His word. Few of us would deny that there is power in preaching. Men of the pulpit had carried an awesome power and influence over our world for centuries. Preaching has shaped and reshaped social, political, and economic values. Preachers have made their pulpits famous. Some have often moved from behind their pulpits into the activities of a broader arena. Some men are by nature endowed with human talent, which allows them to speak effectively, to organize well, to lead others, and to be successful in the business world. One must not confuse earthly power, human power, power of speech and persuasion, with the real anointing of the Holy Ghost preaching. There is a basic, innate divine power in preaching the Word of God. This power is of supernatural origin. It is present with or without the human factor, with or without popularity, with or without the public's acceptance. The real power of gospel preachers does not reside in the preacher, nor does it seek human praise. It is not to say that human talent is of no value in the life of a minister. This is not to imply that training, education, will not contribute to the overall success of what the church is attempting to do. I'm simply noting that from aside from the human element, away from the training and the education, in spite of the weakness or the strengthness of the instrument, real preaching retains a power of its own. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.